Well, we're kicking the new year off with a photo from autumn, and hope that's okay. It's a photo that you don't really see it this time of year because the leaves have already fallen and died, and they're not this rich yellow. But, you know, I don't usually time the photos on Weekly 50 to coincide with any certain time of year. So here we go. Despite the fact that it's a fall photo, it's going up on January 2nd, and hopefully it's it brightens your day a little bit. So what's going on here is, obviously, there's a yellow leaf, and the lighting is kind of interesting because the sun is really low. The sun had just started poking through. This was maybe, I don't know, 7:30 in the morning. It was a Saturday morning. I was eating breakfast with my kids while my wife was still sleeping, and I saw that the outside, the sun was kind of lighting up the backyard in this really cool glow. Along with that, it had, if I remember right, it had rained recently, and there, for some reason, there was a lot of dew drops, or maybe crystallized dew drops, like when it had frozen overnight, that were all over the yard. So it was kind of this neat little effect where you had this green grass, these rich colors from the leaves that had just fallen, and these little sparkles all over from the dew drops. So I ran outside and I had my D7100 with my 50 millimeter lens, maybe D750, but I don't think so. I think it was a 7100. And I used Live View to compose this shot because I had to get super low to the ground. And it was really cold. It was probably like 30 degrees. So I guess depending on where you live, that's not that cold. For me, it's really cold because I live in Oklahoma. And I took a few different shots, ran inside. I wasn't super happy with what I got, so I went back outside, took a few more shots of a different leaf, which is what you see here. And you know what I like about this photo is I like how it isolates the leaf. I like how you've got these blurry points of light in the background on the right-hand side and even a little bit on the foreground. But I really like that one spot of light, that ball of light that's kind of bisected or trisected by a couple blades of grass. I don't know how that happens. I don't know what causes that. But do you see, like, in just to the right of the two yellow leaves sticking up, you see that circle that has those two lines going through it? What's happening is there's like a lighting artifact that has been created because of the way the light has bounced off of some dewdrops, and along the between that and my camera, there was some grass, I think, that was kind of casting a shadow or coming in between that and my camera. Somehow, you have this ball of light that's got cut in a couple different spots. It's really cool. I can't recall seeing that, or at least not noticing that on a photo that I've taken before. So I thought it was kind of neat. And I really like how the subject was isolated so clearly with the yellow leaves, even against the yellow background. Now, what's interesting to me is that the very next day, this was totally different. It's all brown. I mean, the scene was just gone. And I could have sat there and looked out my back room or my into my backyard and thought, oh, that's a neat picture, but it's too cold. I don't want to take it. I'll take it later. But I'm telling you, 10 minutes later, the lighting was totally different. I wouldn't, no way have I gotten this shot. And then the next day, the leaves were all brown, so I wouldn't have got this shot. So it was an interesting reminder to me of how when you see an opportunity like this, you really got to take it because it might not last very long.